Durante un año, con la gente por la noche, con la gente, con la gente, con la gente, my name is Alfonso Carrillo Espejo. I am a principal web solutions architect at today we're going to talk why did we decided to go with open source 5G deployments and to test them, prove them, and make them commercial offering. We're going to show the end-to-end reference architecture very quickly. We're not going to go into much details, too many blocks and lines. Then we're going to over there, why we use ETA, advanced platform awareness for telephone networks, because that's a huge driver, very important for us to be able to accomplish what we set up to do. And then quickly the blueprint automation and verifying appliances that you can find at our website. And what we think should be the next step after we have done open source 5G deployments. So, first of all, who knows Open Nebula? Show of hands. Okay, let's see. Who knows SRS-1? And Open 5GS? Okay, so we're going to have to go a little bit step. Okay, so the idea is, till today, all the 5G deployments that are commercially available, most of them, the vast majority, are black boxes. And what we want to do is really take that lock out and make sure that we can, with open source, we can build a private 5G or commercial 5G, as a network operator deserves to do it, that provides commercial services to all the users. And for that, we have chosen this mature open source applications, and the tests that we are doing is that we use open areas orchestration, an EPA that makes telco great behavior for COTS infrastructure, all based on x86 for now. We could move on to ARM anytime, but that's what we have right now. So, since you don't know what Open Nebula is, Open Nebula is a virtualization platform. Open Nebula is to virtual machines what Kubernetes is to containers. And to be, any comparable solution would be Proxmox, OpenStack, VMware. But we have some insights that really help us be a little more efficient. We'll go to, again, end-to-end blueprint on Open Nebula, SRS, CVDU, what we already built, and the EPA pillars, which are the most important things. We have to be able to utilize this EPA, otherwise low chance of being successful on deploying and having a conversation over a mobile phone. And then at the end, the automation on the marketplace and another space behind that. What we've done? Well, what we've done is we took Open Nebula, took over some x86 host, HOTS, not too complex servers. We even use acceleration cards or anything like that. Just high-end CPUs, but not too complex, not too much memory either. It doesn't require very little disk space. And we deploy Open Nebula and build two clusters out of it. One for the core, and one for the IUDU. For the UCU. The radio unit is a hardware integration, so that's not a big deal. It's connected with a fiber optic cable. And then all the rest of it is, what you see, right? We have all our appliances, the marketplace where you find the appliances, the open for the 5GS port. Then we have some of the packs with you, the telephone, the deployments. And Ansible for deployments, telephone for supervision, and then the orchestration platform. So that's basically what we have. So you'll say something didn't work, the performance really one or less. It's on the input of the deployment. Everything has to be deterministic for a network to come from, you know, better than I do. To get it to be deterministic, you need to apply the input of the deployment. You need to have the CPU and the memory assigned to the particular. So we need, you know, TCPU, minimum deterministic, and then at the end, overall, time determination, if not, and then things will run as straight, and you might get some elevated jitter. So OpenNebula is very good at doing EPA functionality. They are handling it, and they are developing it, and spend a lot of time making sure that it performs. So the first thing that I'll go through is the why we have the difference between why we use pass-through and SRL IOBL. With SRL IOBL, we assign, as you can see here, direct virtual functions from the NIC card to the virtual machine. So we avoid any latency added by having different pieces of software trying to pass the data through. And that's key for being able to provide the radio communication that is needed to go through and being able to establish a stable communication. And pass through because we need to assign a specific thread throughout the hardware so you can really make sure that you're not interfering in any way. What are the pitfalls that you might find on this? Well, if we don't set up the input output of the memory unit and the virtualized capabilities on the firmware, and you might have problems of not being able to really utilize all the APA functionality we need. Drivers and firmware, again, you know, the drivers and the firmware have to be very aligned, have to be very close together and make sure that they do work well. And the IRQ and the queues, nothing to say that, you know, if we don't manage that, then we won't be adding latency and jitter to the stack. So that is something that you must keep an eye on. Second thing on the APA that we really worked on was the CPU pinning and the new malwareness. You know, we want to avoid. We want to avoid that virtual CPU. We want to avoid at one time that when you're virtualizing CPUs and the memory, you could have CPUs in one of the servers, try to use the memory of another one of the CPUs. And that is really troublesome for what we're trying to do. We're trying to minimize the time between the data going through from the CPU to the memory and to the NIC card. So you want to try to maintain a vertical line, if you can say that, that really keeps you flow, and you avoid that in having to do too much moving across in the horizontal plane. Okay. Pitfalls. Well, it's oversubscription. That's the number one pitfall. You know, you have a smaller server than you need, and you want to really make sure that, you know, you want to provide hardware capabilities to everybody and do oversubscribe. That in the telco networks, that doesn't work too well. Unless you really tweak the servers a lot, but it's not a good way to do. Then the third EPA thing that we did is using the time protocol, because we want to have one single master clock, a master clock, and we used as a master clock and a NIC card with a GPS antenna to it, so that's the master clock for the whole deployment. And then we use PTP to maintain the same clock synchronization, make sure that we don't lose anything. Okay, we avoid pitfalls. You need to avoid NTP to PTP conflicts, and you need to isolate your NTP servers from your PTP from your deployment. Okay, and you want to make close enough doesn't work. You have to be very accurate. We don't want to make sure. We don't want to say we might be. We don't want to make too much time slap and make. This is for us. This is critical. If this doesn't work, you're not able to progress on the solution. But this is what I like most, because this is what I've been working for many years now. White platform beats black box, because instead of having a dedicated piece of hardware to do one single function, we can use a stack of servers to do many functions, not only 5G. We could do AI inference, we could do analytics of video on the edge node, we could do some patching, some other functions, some private functions, third-party services, so you're not just using the infrastructure for whatever it is designed for by a proprietary design. When the servers, the traffic goes down because at night people don't call that much or whatever, and they're not watching too much video, at some hours you can use that hardware to do something else. And this is really where we excel. Open maybe is a multi-tenant platform natively, so you can have silos of virtual data centers inside the same infrastructure in the same infrastructure stack. And neutral hosting for multiple tenants, we demonstrated this in the Mobile World Congress last year, where we had two separate operators on the same infrastructure, each one with its own appliances and platform customers. Quickly, what is the blueprint for automation? Well, first the virus. We mentioned that the virus has to be specified to work on this environment. The OS and the kernel, we have to make sure that we have it all aligned. And then the PTP timing protocol. And using OpenAVA templates for Pinion and Numa, we have all that. You can find them on our website. And in our marketplace, we have appliances to deploy. You can go in, it's open source, so you can go in and deploy and configure your own private 5G network. The appliances are in the marketplace, so the sequence is easy. Attach, verify, start core, start run, and validate. And beyond 5G, multi-tenancy, neutral hosting. First of all, takeaways. EPA is mandatory for telco-grade stability. Otherwise, latency and jitter will ruin the communication. Blueprints makes deployment reproducible. We want to make sure that we don't have to go to each edge node and hand deploy. We want to make sure that we deploy the same stack in the same conditions with the same specifications every time, make it reproducible. When we're talking about this, if you're talking about a network, we're going to have hundreds of pitch notes, and we want to make sure that every time you don't have to go to the field to install, you can install remotely and make sure that it works. There's tools like Foreman to initialize the base operating system, and then we come in and with our deployment, automated deployment tools, we take over the hardware and deploy it. And you know, you have everything has to be deterministic for it to work, especially from the telco network side. From the other side, you know, when you have third-party services in the infrastructure, you can do more efficient distribution of the loads, and you can, you know, you can work, play a little bit with it. But when you're talking about network, everything has to be deterministic. So for us, deterministic edge, multi-tenancy, very important, because you want to make sure that you use your hardware at the best conditions and really use them when they're not being used for telecommunications. Neutral hosting, you know, this is important as well from a commercial point of view for the tower companies, that they're trying to change their mindset from real estate companies to really providing more services to the telco operators by installing antenna space for one operator, but providing a virtualized environment where they can put their operator stuff, CDU, plus they can use third-party services, CDNs, which is a very common use for edge nodes. And you know, now since AI is quite a buzzword, to find the mission, AI inference is quite important. Nothing to say. We have some other talks this morning. Hope you were able to attend them. If not, you know, come by our booth and we can talk about them. Thank you very much.
Great. Before we start with questions, can the next speaker, that would be Fernando, come here?
So I've been working in 5G projects like in the past 5 years. So my main question is, and I'm wondering where I came to this talk, was trying to understand how open network can as a differentiator based on just using regular open stack and the rock. So hosting these elements like Open.js,
there's two white papers on how we make it. I said it fell off, so I said tentacle. They did it on purpose.
Thank you.